just another mahalach to explain and to understand the significance of Sukkot being Chag HaOsif, the time where people would gather their crops together into their houses. People would bring their fortunes, everything they've been working for throughout the winter and the summer, they'd bring it home on the time of Chag HaSukkot. So why is it taka that Chag HaSukkot coincides with Zman HaOsif, and the importance of Chag HaSukkot being in Zman HaOsif, as we quoted in the earlier share, that the Beis Din would have to be Ma'aber the Shona in order to ensure that Chag HaSukkot should fall out in Chag HaOsif and Chag HaSukkot should fall out together. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Mar b'nechosim ma b'daga. What brings emistik asimcha to a yid? Emistik asimcha to a yid is a ribuy in ruchnius, a ribuy in Torah mitzvahs. And that's the sharp contrast between mar b'nechosim and mar b'toyra. Somebody who's mar b'toyra is mar b'toyra is mar b'chaim. Mar b'toyra is mar b'simcha, b'kudei Hashem yisharim samchei leiv. Mar b'nechosim is mar b'daga. The whole Chag HaSukkot is a chag on ribuy mitzvahs that we have. The Gemara says so in Yuma. On a mal sukkah kim ruba b'mitzvah. So Sukkot has many more mitzvahs than Shavuos and Pesach. We have the arba minim, yeshiva b'sukkah, mitzvahs arova, a lot of halachah l'mishmei Sinai, is nisuch hamayim. Sukkot is meruba b'mitzvah. And yet Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu. Now what is the whole Simcha of Chag HaSukkot? The whole Simcha of Chag HaSukkot is a Simcha of Mar B'Toyra and Mar B'Mitzvahs that we have on Sukkot. The whole Simcha of Sheva is a Merdek Rashi, the beginning of Perek HaChol, Sukkot Nunum at base. Rashi says a Gevalti Gazach on the Gemara that the Shir of the Simcha's base of Sheva, Divra Koil Simcha Yeseri, says the Gemara, and Rashi points out, Ve'einu Min HaToyra. The shir of shir shel she'eva is einam in haTorah ella lechavei v'samitzvus, and therefore it's not doicha Shabbos. In other words, the whole simcha of the simchas v'she'eva and the shir of the simchas v'she'eva is kedei lechavei v'samitzvus. So the whole simcha of Chag HaSukkot was a simcha of to be mechavei of the mitzvus. With sukkah we have a ribuy mitzvus, and ribuy mitzvus leads to ribuy simcha, and therefore there was a merdik of ribuy simcha all night long at the simchas v'she'eva, because the more mitzvus, the more ribuy mitzvus, the more ribuy simcha. The more ribuy materialistic possessions, mar b'nechosim, mar b'darga. Sukkos has both the ribuys in front of us, and Sukkos is the biro where each of the ribuy leads to. The Sukkos is the ribuy, is the gilui that mar b'nechosim is mar b'darga. And therefore, in Zman HaOsif, when we're gathering together all the crop, and a person is zoicha to a mar b'nechosim, and he's bringing it home, he takes it into his house, and then he leaves his house. And he says, this is a mar b'nechosim that Baruch Hashem Rabbein Shalom gave me panosa, but this is not the emistika source of simcha for Zman Simchaseinu. The emistika source of simcha is when I go to the mitzvahs. So Dafka, when he brought home his mar b'nechosim, he left the mar b'nechosim, because he realizes that mar b'nechosim is mar b'daiga, it doesn't lead to the simcha. Mar b'torah mitzvahs, that leads to simcha. And therefore that's the whole simcha of Chag HaSukkot. Therefore Dafka Sukkot is taka meruba b'mitzvosai, and Sukkot Dafka is called Zman Simchaseinu b'kudei Hashem Rishon v'samchei leiv. And that's a gewaltige nekuda. The person has to know that the more Torah and the more mitzvahs, him emes leads to more simcha. And it's very ironic, because Torah Shebal Peh is taka the ribuy of Torah. Torah Shebal Peh is the ribuy of Torah. And the Midrash Tanchuma says in Noach that at first Klal Yisrael was scared to be mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, because there's so much and it demands so much yigia and so much amela, so therefore they didn't want it. Oba luchas shnius that came down on Yom Kippur dafka came down the luchas shnius. Why? Because Yom Kippur is when we did tshuva for all the averas that we did. What causes a person to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What causes a person to do averas? That's the bechina of a yishman yishurim vayivot. That's the bechina where sometimes a ribuy of nechosim leads to a mar b'nechosim mar b'daiga, leads to daiga over averas and over all the yiridus that it causes a person, all the sadness and grief that it causes a person. Torah Shebal Peh, which is the ribuy, is faker. That's a moedika ribuy of simcha. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur with the luchashnius. Luchashnius, we know, as we've discussed before, is the shurish of Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur with the ribuy of Torah, with the chilek ribuy in Torah. Torah Shemiksav is a lav, Bal Toysef. Torah Shebal Peh is the Ribbi of Torah. And that's what we received on Yom Kippur. So straight after that, we showed the Rabbeinu Shalom that at the same time, what we get a Ribbi, a Moridika Shefan, a Ribbi of Torah Shebal Peh, with the Luchas Shnias. At the same time, it's also Chag HaOsif, and it's Dafka, the Ribbi of Torah and Ribbi of Mitzvahs, that is Mesameach Has and Zman Simchaseinu, rather than the Marba Nechosim that occurs in the Zman HaOsif when everybody brings their Tzvua back. So that's why Torah Shebal Peh, which is a Ribbi of Torah, always Taka comes hand in hand with the Simcha. Mamish, exactly the same thing we find. It's exactly the same thing we find in the story of Purim, which is also Taka Zman of Simcha. That the whole story of Purim began with the Ribbi Yamar ben Achosim. Taka, the whole Suda Vachashverish, Laharis Kvoid Oishrev, his Roiv Malchusoy, and his unbelievable Ashiris that he had, his wealth that he had, the Mar ben Achosim that he had, this is what he was displaying with the Mar ben Achosim. And where did that Suda of Mar ben Achosim lead to? He led to him killing his wife, and then he got all sad, and he was depressed, he killed Vashti. A whole story. Mar ben Achosim leads to Mar ben Daiga. So the beginning of Megillas Esther is Megale Mar ben Achosim Mar ben Daiga. The end of Megillas Esther is Kimu Mekiblu Meklal Yisrael Mekabel the Torah. And which Torah? The Mekabel says the Medrash Tachum over the Taka. The Kimu Mekiblu goes on Torah Shebal Peh. They will Mekabel a Ribuy of Torah, a Ribuy of Torah that demands and requires Yigiyin Amela. But it's a Ribuy of Torah and Mitzvahs. It's a Ribuy of Ruchnius, and a Ribuy of Ruchnius breaks into the Moedik Simcha of Purim. So you see that the Zman Simchaseinu of Purim and the Zman Simchaseinu of Sukkos is a ribuy of Torah mitzvahs that came after a ribuy of Mar ben Achosim. Just like by Purim, the Mar ben Achosim led to a Mar b'Daiga, and therefore we realize that only ribuy of Torah is Bikudei Hashem Yisrael Sam Chilev that brings us Emes Tikas Simcha. So too on Sukkos, after we mekabel. At the time of Zman Osif, when we're Mekabal Amar ben Nechosim, at the same time we're also Mekabal Abachinus Torah Shebal Peh, and it's the Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, which we take in and we choose, we opt for the Ribbi of Torah Shebal Peh, and we opt for the Ribbi of Mitzvahs, and that leads us to the Zman Simchaseinu, the same Zman Simchaseinu that Purim leads us to. And Meina, that's why it was Taka Zman of Inyan of Simchas Beis HaSheiva, there was Shoev Maim. It's Yidua that Geshem corresponds to Torah Shebiksav, and it's Yidua that the Maim that comes from down here represents Torah Shebal Peh, which comes through our own Yigin Amela down here. So therefore the Sheiva of the Maim, a Maim we know is Merumas of Torah, and the Maim of the Tohoim, the Maim that they were brought from the spring, is a Maim Shein Lem Soif. The Maim that comes from a spring, comes from a Mayan, that comes from the Tohoim, is a Maim Shein Lem Soif, a Maim Shalei Nifsak. And that Maim Shein Lem Soif corresponds to the Torah Shebal Peh. The Sheiva Samayim corresponds to Taka, the Ribi of Torah. And we tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more Ruchnis you give us, the more Torah you give us, and the more Mitzvahs you give us, Malasukash, as we said before from the Gemara and Yuma, the more ruchnis you give us, the Rebbeinu Shalom, only brings to the more simcha. Only brings to the more simcha. We want more ruchnis, and the more ruchnis you give us, the more ruchnis you pile upon us. The more ribui that you give us, the happier we are, and the more simchadik we are, and the more we'll dance at the simchas b'sheiva over the idea of the mar ben achosim mar v'daigas. It's really a cause to be simcha, and it's a cause for a person's chagas. Sukkos is a zman for a person to undertake Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, to try always to be marbe himself in Ruchnis, to try to be undertake Kabbalah, to learn more and to more and to do more mitzvahs and run to do chesed and to daven and to learn more and to always take upon himself more, because the more the person takes upon himself in Torah and mitzvahs, the happier he'll be, the more of Zman Simchaseinu he'll be, he'll live a life of Zman Simchaseinu. And the more a person runs after, marbe nechosim, the more that leads him to daiga. Sukkos is a time where he runs away from the Marba Nechosim into the Marba Torah Mitzvahs, and then with Zoycha Metz Hashem to the Emes Tikas Simcha Amitis Metz Hashem, that we should be Zoycha to B'Meher B'Yameinu Amen.